AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3.8% pace from April through June. That's a significant upgrade from previous estimates. A U.S. congressional delegation is in China trying to open the lines of communication during a trade conflict. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Democratic Representative Adam Smith of Washington State says a lot needs to be done to resolve the trade conflict between the U.S. and China. Following a meeting in Shanghai with the American Chamber of Commerce, Smith said the world could benefit from the U.S. and China resolving some of their differences. But he says despite the tariffs, a lot of business is still going on between the two countries.
There's a lot of, startups happening, a lot of innovation happening, a lot of businesses growing. Or as we heard, that they're adding three McDonald's restaurants a day throughout China. So I guess my thing, which was, there's still a lot of business going on despite all of that.
Smith also says the U.S. and China are two of the world's biggest nuclear powers, and their militaries need to start discussions. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge has ruled states can't be required to cooperate on immigration to get disaster aid.
20 Democratic state attorneys general filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Trump administration's threatening to withhold billions of dollars in disaster relief funds unless their states agree to certain immigration enforcement actions. Now a federal judge has ruled such a requirement is unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge William Smith in Rhode Island found the conditions arbitrary and capricious, and withholding of aid coercive, ambiguous, and unrelated to the purpose of the federal grants. The Trump administration maintains cities and states who break the law should not receive federal funding and vows no lawsuit will stop it from, quote, restoring the rule of law. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that miners trapped in a Colombian gold mine have been rescued.
After spending 43 hours trapped in a collapsed underground gold mine in northern Colombia, 23 workers were finally rescued. People cheered as the first five emerged on their own power, using a rope to climb the steep entrance. Colombia's mining agency says the main entrance collapsed Monday due to a geomechanical failure. The mine is on land belonging to Canada's Aris Mining, but is operated by a local mining cooperative. Aris Mining says they provided the trapped workers with food, water, and ventilation during the rescue efforts. Families cheered and cried as each miner came out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story on APNews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.